Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media. Our coverage of the Denver Gold Forum 2019 continues with the next company joining me, Alexco. Brad Thrall is the president of Alexco, and they trade on the TSX and the NYSE American under the symbol AXU. Thanks so much for joining me today, Brad.
Thanks, Cindy. Thanks for having me.
Great. So tell our investors a little bit about Alexco and give them an overview of the company for those who may be unfamiliar with you.
Yeah, Alexco is, I think, a rare breed in the industry. We are one of only a handful of primary silver producers where, you know, over 75% of our revenue will come from silver. We own the high-grade Keno Hill Silver District that we purchased in 2006. We first put this district into production in 2010, operated till about the end of 2013, suspended operations for a number of reasons. But since then, we've been very successful on the exploration. We've discovered two new deposits that have in excess of 60 million ounces of resources on the books. And we've now advanced that through a period of a pre-feasibility study. And we're just waiting on one final permit that we anticipate in the fourth quarter of this year. And once we have that permit, we'll make a production decision and then move this district back into production in a relatively short time period of 6 to 7 months.
Oh, that's exciting. As far as your near-term production, it's low capex, very de-risked project. You were speaking about waiting on licensing. A water license in the Birmingham deposit, is that what you're looking at?
Yes. Again, the Keno District is a series of underground mines, narrower veins. So this new Birmingham discovery that we made a couple of years ago, we've had to go back through the permitting process to include it into our mine plan. We're near completion on that. We talk about the de-risk, low capex. So we've designed this mine plan and this project. What we like to say, it's right sized for Alexco. Really focused on minimizing the capital, maximizing the rate of return, the grade in the first couple of years. So, yeah, that's our project. And once we have this water license, because this operation was already in production, the mill is already there. It's been well maintained.
Perfect.
We have 1,000 meters of development already completed in these two deposits. So the ramp up period is pretty quick.
In right.
6 to 7 months, we'll be producing a very high quality lead silver concentrate by the second quarter of next year.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's so much for investors to really keep an eye on Alexco moving forward. And like you said, in a very short period of time, they should see some pretty good results. So that's great. You've had continued exploration success. You've recently announced a deep drill program at your Birmingham deposit. Can you share some information on that with us?
Yeah, I mean, I think we step back a little bit. Again, we haven't been in operation for the last, 6 years or so, but we've been very successful on the exploration side of the business. Every year we're very diligent. We're doing 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 meters on the surface every year. 2019, we're near completing about a 7,500 meter drill program, and we focused on this deep target of Birmingham. Based on kind of a geological model from our geologist. And these holes are about 200 to 250 meters below the current mining reserve at Birmingham. It's in the same stratigraphic unit that hosts a 90 million ounce deposit a kilometer away, which is Hector Calumet. So we launched a number of holes and had some very exciting results. Over 8 meters of 1,400 gram ton silver, that's true width. Another meter of 2,500 grams. We've also expanded around our northeast zone. So we clearly have a much bigger deposit that's in front of us. Birmingham right now has 40 million ounces of resources. That includes the probable reserves. So this is certainly going to get larger. So we'll spend the next through the winter time, trying to understand: do we try to drill this off from surface? Do we wait till we get underground and in production? It won't change our short-term strategy for development.
Right.
Clearly, it's an opportunity for future expansion of this deposit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That sounds great. Alexco also has a 100% owned subsidiary business called AEG. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that's AEG is Alexco Environmental Group. Again, when we purchased this district in 2006, it has, 75 to 80 years of historic production. But what came with that, unfortunately, was some environmental legacy liabilities that, so we have a contract with the Government of Canada that they contract us to clean up this district. That's a $100 million project.
Wow.
So we started a company off of the back of that.
Yeah.
And since then, that business has now grown to a business that has 80 to 90 professionals. We'll do about $30 million of revenue in 2019. We get 20 to 30% to the bottom line, gross margins. When reinvesting those profits back into the business. Yeah. So it's a great business. We don't talk a lot about it.
Yeah.
And especially for a junior miner that's not in production, having a significant revenue stream like that really stands us out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Finally, what can you tell our investor audience about the current valuation of your stock and why it's a good buy right now, why they should be looking at Alexco for an investment opportunity?
I think clearly Alexco is highly leveraged to the price of silver. If you look at, as I started, there are just not too many primary silver producers left in this industry. And when we talk about primary producers, it's companies that have more than 50% of their revenue that comes from silver. We are, by far on the high end of that. 75 to 80% of our revenue will come from silver once we're back into production. So we have the highest beta. So when, just in the recent run-up, when silver goes up 30%, the Alexco, share value has doubled. And we saw the same relationship back in 2011. So clearly, if you're a believer in this silver, bullish environment that we're in, Alexco certainly offers the leverage.
Right. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're very well positioned. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. I've been speaking with Brad Thrall, who's the president of Alexco. Alexco trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange and the NYSE American under the symbol AXU. I'd like to once again thank you, Brad, for joining us and sharing some of your insightful information about Alexco and sharing it with our Stockhouse podcast listeners. I'm Cindy Broad for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Metals and Mining Sector podcast from the floor of the Denver Gold Forum 2019. Thanks so much for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.